Good afternoon. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. I'm Steve Scott. One, a group of black community leaders is asking for a moratorium on calls for the Virginia governor and attorney general to resign in their blackface scandals. That group says the records of Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring show they have changed over the past 30 years. Two, the next deadline to avoid a government shutdown is this Friday. Border security remains the biggest issue, and it appears the two sides are nowhere near an agreement on how much money to spend on President Trump's proposed border wall. And three, Bronx City Councilman Ruben Diaz Sr. is refusing to apologize after he said the council chamber is, quote, controlled by the homosexual community. Council Speaker Corey Johnson is openly gay. Diaz's own son, the Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr., has tweeted that his father should apologize. Sports, Phil Mickelson wins the weather-delayed Pebble Beach Pro-Am by 3 shots over Paul Casey. The Knicks try to avoid a franchise-worst 17th straight loss tonight in Cleveland. The Nets are in Toronto. The weather forecast, cloudy today, high 38. Tonight, snow developing towards morning with a low of 36. Tomorrow, snow changing to a wintry mix and then rain near the city, staying all snow north and west. 1 to 3 inches possible in the city, perhaps 3 to 6 north and west. Radio.com is the exclusive streaming home of WCBS 880. Enable the Radio.com skill on your Amazon device to stream us live at home and download the free Radio.com app on your smartphone and take us with you to listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Steve Scott.